The Catholic and Anglican churches say they're looking at allowing abuse survivors to speak freely to the Royal Commission. Last week, the Crown announced it was waiving confidentiality obligations, and this morning, the Salvation Army followed suit. The Royal Commission, which is investigating abuse in the second half of last century, will start hearing evidence from survivors and others in just a few months' time. Katie Scotcher reports.
It's the biggest royal commission in New Zealand's history, but confidentiality agreements may stop some of the victims from speaking out. One commissioner, Judge Coral Shaw, says that will prevent the commission from doing its job.
Survivors' voices are at the heart of this inquiry, and so anything that is a barrier to survivors to telling us our story hinders our work, quite frankly, and we badly need to hear from everybody.
After the Crown and the Salvation Army complied with the request to waive gagging agreements, the Catholic and Anglican churches confirmed to RNZ today that they are considering the request. Judge Shaw says survivors need to be able to speak freely.
So the time frame is not so important, but I think for the sake of survivors, we need very much to get those waivers in place as soon as possible.
Today's hearing was procedural, and the Catholic Church's lawyer, Sally McKenchie, says the Church wants to work with the inquiry.
We appreciate it will be very difficult for many survivors to come before you, and we acknowledge their bravery and courage in participation, and we acknowledge them and the harms that have been done for those who should have been cared for by the Church. The Catholic Church will come before you in a spirit of cooperation and transparency.
A survivor advocate, Annette Sykes, was also there.
It's a beautiful day today, and I always take the weather as a sign of something like this, where's it going? And when Tamata Nui Tera comes out, then I think we need to say that the universe is telling us that we are beginning a moment in history in this country, an important moment in history. And it's a huge opportunity, and the sun is shining on Aotearoa to remember all the beauty that it is and all the beauty that we want for all of the members of our society.
The Church's Salvation Army, the Crown and survivor advocates will appear at the October hearing, which is expected to run for about a week. I tāmaki makaurau mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi nei, ko Katie Scotcher aho.